Summer school for New York City public school students is coming to an end this week, and principals have to decide which kids didn't make enough progress to advance to the next grade. This year, in a change of state policy, they'll base that decision on the students' classwork instead of just test scores. Tests also weren't used to determine which kids had to go to summer school. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports from an elementary school in Sunset Park that found this new system helped the kids who were struggling the most, even if their chances of moving on to the next grade are slim.
PS 24 in Sunset Park is one place where the change in summer school has been especially dramatic. Last year, 35 children had to go to summer classes. But this year, only 4 were mandated because they're at risk of repeating a grade. Principal Rose Silva-Dubitsky says that made sense.
I think that the children who needed to stay back really were egregiously behind. That's clear.
But she encouraged another 18 students to go to summer school anyway because their teachers thought they would benefit from the extra attention. There were just enough kids to fill 2 classrooms in the otherwise empty building. Their math and reading lessons were very small and personalized. Meanwhile, the 4 students in danger of repeating a grade were pulled aside every couple of weeks by a reading specialist to check their progress.
Can you just read that question again? Just make sure that you answer the question.
Okay. What do rinse?
This 8-year-old boy wasn't considered ready for 3rd grade in June because he has so much trouble answering basic questions about a reading passage. Last month, he struggled to read aloud during a one-on-one meeting with a teacher.
So what's the question asking you?
How do they make the sandcastle?
These personal assessments go into a portfolio that also includes his daily classwork, which focused heavily on reading comprehension.
This is one of his writings. This was his book review.
Mercedes Valentin is his summer classroom teacher.
It's illegible. He needs to work a lot on. I've talked to him about leaving spaces and making sure that he does correct punctuation and, you know, making sure that the uppercase letter is where it should be and that sort of stuff.
In the past, kids had to take a test at the end of the summer to determine whether they could be promoted. But not now. Valentin says she's relieved she could just focus with this boy on reading without prepping him for a test.
I think the test will probably just put extra stress on him, unnecessary stress that he doesn't need. You know, we try to make them feel successful in something.
Experts say a good summer program is all about curriculum and attendance. With the right ingredients, it can make some difference in a student's progress. That's why critics of the city's new approach to summer school believe many students missed out this year. Some principals also acknowledged more of their kids could have benefited. But Principal Silva-Dubitsky feels confident she, at least, got the right ones.
It was really a very informed decision by mostly the teacher who has spent 7, 8 months, 9 months with them, day in and day out. And so we feel it was a much better decision, absolutely.
This week, principals are making their final decisions about who can be promoted to the next grade. One consequence of focusing on the kids with the greatest risks could be that a greater share of those sent to summer school will be held back. But teachers and principals say at least they'll have gotten more support before the start of school in September. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.